the tentative budget for fiscal year 2020-2021. Due to COVID-19, this meeting is being done by teleconferencing. Trustees and I are teleconferencing from home, and Clerk Treasurer Nicole Heater is at the Village Hall. The meeting is being recorded and will be updated for listening tomorrow, March 24th, on the Village's website. And that's villageofkinderhook.org, all small letters, no spaces. Questions and comments may be sent to Nicole Heater at nicoleheater@villageofkinderhook.org. And that's capital N, capital H, and then small h, small e, V-E-R. Budget process has not been changed because of COVID-19 or by the delayed election process. The Village's next fiscal year begins on June 1st, and the budget must be adopted on or before May 1st. There may be another workshop similar to this on the tentative budget, and there will be a public hearing on the budget, on the final proposed budget. We'll now go over the budget. The trustees have various responsibilities and have proposed changes in their various sections of the budget. For example, Dave Flaherty on buildings, Todd Baumeister on recreation, Bill Iser on water in the DPW, and Rich Phillips on the fire department. We'll now go over the budget item by item. At the end, we normally have an executive session to discuss employee salaries. So we can now start just going through the budget. First section. It covers general government support, Board of Trustees salaries, and the justice, the executives, the mayor, clerk treasurer, and things like that. There is a proposal to increase the trustee salaries from $3,300 each to $3,700 each. No changes to the judges' salaries and the mayor's salary. At present, we don't show a increase for the clerk treasurer, but that's something I want to talk about when we get into executive session on salaries. Other lesser items that I don't think are really that relevant. So for the first page of the budget, that's the one proposed increase is for the trustees. An increase of from $3,300 to $3,700 each. The next page concerns staff, law, and the engineer. No changes are proposed for the personal service for our attorney, but we do have a change increase for engineering, and that's in hopes that we'll have the William Street project going and the work and project on the bandstand. Both will need to have specs prepared and construction inspection. So the engineering has increased from $15,000 last year to $25,000 this year. Any comments on those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jim, I do. We still have two other engineering prices coming in for the sidewalk at the Church Street. And also the engineering cost for the solar project for the DPW garage and the fire alarm. I don't have those numbers yet.
Okay, so we will have an increase in engineering probably from for the engineer for those two projects. Okay, so that's one we're going to have an increase on. The next page here includes it's called shared services, but it's like buildings, various office things, just some odds and ends. Four buildings. Dave, do you want to explain the increases there?
Yeah, I have Dave's mic as off.
Yeah, I don't hear nothing.
There, how's that?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Okay, great. I had it muted just because I was rustling paper. Yeah, buildings, I've added money to the buildings, and honestly, everything I've added, with the exception of a few things, is can be very tentative considering the ongoing circumstances. I know there's going to be property or sales tax depletion, so take this all with a bit of a grain of salt. I've added some money for the buildings. One, I've got to come up with some cash to at least maybe permanently stabilize the bandstand, or come up with a way shy of spending $96,000 to put it in a position where we can use it. At least it's not going to get any sturdier as it sits there with the boards that the boys have put on. And that's one concern. The other money is just general projects, and that all can come with a grain of salt considering the circumstances. I think we're all in the same boat. I have put some extra money in for the Van Buren Hall for some engineering fees, possibly. There's going to be some fees involved that we haven't gotten a price on for speccing out the repairs so we can put those out for quotes. And the front of the building, which is the number one thing, that has to be dealt with this year one way or another. I haven't heard back from Lance to get a price. I do have a ballpark around 11, but it's probably going to be a little more, like I would say 15, because we're gonna pull up the first 5 or 6 feet of floor and tile, and that's above and beyond Lance's cost. So that's pretty much where the increases in the building's expenditures are this year. The big projects are done. The back stairs are installed. The boilers are done. The brickwork is done. The big thing is the front of the building, which really can't be put off much longer.
Okay, thanks, Dave. The next item is with an increase under central data processing and equipment. Nicole, do you want to address that one? $4,000?
Yep, that was the new computer for our CEO, ZEO. That was a new laptop for the incoming mayor. IT from Columbia County told us that those are the two computers that need to be replaced. That is software for Microsoft Office for the upgrade, mandatory upgrade, because they're no longer supporting. Email, all the village emails, backup software, things like that, mainly IT, all the items that we didn't really have prior, but now that we are coming into the 21st century and making sure everything's up to date, that's where the cost is coming from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and other miscellaneous items. Insurance, for example, is still planned to stay the same. Sultan, that's for some issues we've got coming up, for example, for the Thunder Hook Creek. You may need a consultant on some of that work. I think that was about it. Nicole, do you have any more input on that one?
No. Do you have the sheet in front of you, or would you like me to look to see if there's something written? It's just your notes on the sheet that I have.
Yeah, that's, for example, we have gotten a grant with Valacia for a local waterfront revitalization plan. It's a $70,000 grant, but each municipality will have to pay $10,000 total for the two municipalities. And then we expect to be able to get a grant for kayak access at the creek. And it hasn't been announced yet, but if we do, we'll have some costs for consultants there. That's about where those are, the costs for those. Also, some other consultant fees we do have. We have Mary Ellen Hearn, who's a grant writer we acquired, to do some grant writing, and some of that her costs are in there also. Hopefully to be able to get a grant for St. Jern Hall and for the bandstand.
Let's hope.
So that's essentially where those consultant costs are. Anything else on that page? Anybody has any comments on it? Okay, next is called public safety, traffic control. That's issues such as, we do under equipment. We've got an increase there. We proposed to get another of the variable message speed signs to place in areas of the village where we're having speed. We do find when that sign is up that people definitely slow down. So we do propose to get another one to have use that a little bit more. Those signs, we'll have two. Fire Department, Rich, do you want to make any comments on that?
Sure. Before I do that, Jim, I'll jump back to the unallocated insurance, the $38,000, just to let everyone know that's a straight figure that we get from our insurance rep. And that was broken down by the NYMER package, which is our straight liability, and all of our equipment. That's $33,730. The workers' comp fund was $20,000. Our flood insurance was $2,428. The Utica bond, $100, and a traveler's crime was $685. So that's basically the $38,000. For the fire company, as you know, we bought a new vehicle for the fire department for the chief, and negotiations with the chief this past year. We approved the purchase, and to pay for that, I said that we would not be raising taxes for that purpose. And in order to do that, we took $10,000 out of this year's budget. And over the next 2 years, we will be bonding, making a payment of $20,500 for the next 2 years. Therefore, you'll see from last year's equipment for the fire company, which, in case you don't know, the fire company equipment was adopted at $25,200. This year, it's going to be $13,500. Now, there's a couple reasons for that. We had we purchased a trailer for the UTV vehicle that was purchased. And also we had bumped that up because we had some donations from taxpayers for the UTV. So we're able to decrease that. Contractual expenses, we finished paving over the last 2 years. We paved the entire front driveway and the back driveway and around the firehouse. So the contractual has been reduced from $28,000 to $20,000. The fire truck generator repair, we're going to keep that at $12,000. We went over the budget this year, but we had some major repairs to the fire truck. But they're in good shape now, and we're hoping that we can stay within the $12,000. There's a $2,000 new line item for the fire chief's vehicle, not to confuse the repairs to the fire truck and the repairs to the new vehicle. If I put $2,000 into that, fireman physical stayed the same, $4,500, where we do get reimbursed from the county for almost all of that. Not quite. I think it's like 75%, maybe 80%. Equipment maintenance, that's $4,000 for the firemen when there's any type of repairs to any of their current equipment. And also that's where we put the $25,000 in for the truck fund. We have a reserve truck fund set up. Currently we have in the truck fund, that's for the new fire truck that will be purchased maybe 5 or 6 years from now. In the truck fund right now, we have $137,000, roughly. So we're putting in another $25,000 for next year's truck fund. So the only other thing, which I'm going to leave up to Dale, we had $27,000 in this year for the solar panels. And the reason it was under the fire department was because it's one of the solar panels was going to go on the firehouse. And I don't know if we have $27,000 in the current budget. I didn't know if we're going to use that by June 1st. Do you think we will, Dale? All right, so here's something we have to decide. We won't use the $27,000. There's a couple of things we can do. We can take that $27,000 and open up a reserve fund for the solar panels. That's one option. Second option, because we had some more expenses to the fire trucks this year that we thought, we could take some of that money out of there in order to continue to put in $25,000 a year for the new fire truck, or we can just let it go into the general fund.
Rick, I need to interrupt. So that $27,000 was not raised on taxes. You were receiving that grant for that. So the revenue is on the revenue side coming in for solar panels from your Climate Smart grant. And this is the expense side. So it's kind of somewhat of a wash.
Okay.
So it's not something that you would set aside. It's really you're putting it in the budget in each year because of what's happening now with life. It might not happen in this fiscal year. So I just entered it in for next year.
Right.
So well, you're going to expend that money. I'll have to do all the grant administration work for that. And then they'll reimburse you for it on the money on the inside. So it's not something.
Okay.
But it's easier to wait till June 1st to do it.
Yeah, but that grant money is going to show as revenue, correct?
Right.
You get the check?
Correct.
$5,000?
Right. So what's going to happen is if we expend it out this year, that'll come out of this year's budget. And then what it would have to do, revenue by the time.
But if we do the firehouse and the DPW garage, I mean, those two projects alone come to like $42,000, $44,000. I thought we went over and above the $35,000 to cover that expense. Didn't we put money in the budget over $35,000 to pay for the panels?
We've got $27,000 under the fire company budget to pay for the panels. I don't know if you put any money.
I'm not understanding why you put $27,000 there, because you got the grant paying for the panels.
But you still have to show it on both sides.
But if that's the case, then Dale's right that we don't have enough listed in the expense side.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's whatever reason, that was a figure that was given to me for an estimate last year. So that's why we put the
thinking. Why would 27 come in at 45? Then it would be a difference of the rev, because your grant coming in, I believe, is 35,000. So it comes to 44. Then you need to be 35 would pay from the grant, and the difference would be what you would be raising by taxes.
Right. So
we had taken money last year to put it away. You know, how we raised taxes last year, we put the extra money we needed somewhere. Well, we did all the money for the streets and the village hall.
Did we Did we split it and put it in another section?
Well, I don't know how you're, if it's going to be, you know, I think we got to just wait and see what, you know, try to get a better estimate than what we have. I mean, if you're going to do it like this, you would put a certain amount of money under the fire department solar grant solar panels, and then put a certain amount of money under the highway department solar panels, wouldn't you?
That, or like Rich, you had mentioned, should we just pick a completely separate category and do the total whole there? And at this point, I think we should.
You could do that.
We'll have to decide how we're going to show that. But we've got to show the full.
We have to get those
to show the full amount in the expense side.
Dale says he'll get, I don't know if you could hear him, he will get the two estimates together so we know what the total is, so we know what we need to raise by taxes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, just to let you know, it was in that last year's budget under the appropriations for the fire company, and it's in this year's budget right now under the appropriations for the fire department. With all the totals, this year it totals $108,000. Last year was $125,700. So as I said all along, there wouldn't be any increase to the taxpayers for the new vehicle, and there's not. Because you say, oh yes, well you decreased it. I did, but you gotta remember that there's gonna be a payment of $20,500 for the first installment on the bond. Okay.
Okay, safety inspection. This is the code enforcement officer. And then there's an increased contract expense there. Nicole, do you know what that is? The 9,000?
I did not get his budget sheet, so I estimated, but I put an email out to him requesting for him to give us the amount for the new software for CEOZ.
Yeah, I thought for the new software, has got to be some of it.
Correct. So I don't know what that is, so I just put $9,000 there. So we'll have to wait to get a firmer number from him, but I...
Okay, that's, yeah, I know Peter does want to get a new software system, which is needed. Okay, the next item, next page is under transportation, street administration.
Can we go back to equipment quick? I was today. Muted. Yeah, mm-hmm. Peter did mention that most of the zoning guys are using iPads out in the field, and then they could just transfer the information onto their computer. So some of that might be his thoughts on getting a pad.
Yeah,
okay. You know, kind of like the water guys use, the software would work on both.
Yes.
He didn't give me no number, so that does not include that.
Okay.
So we could, when he gives me a number.
Okay, the next page is transportation. No, street administration, street maintenance. No real changes from last year on those. The total for street maintenance, for example, is $89,000. Includes personal services, equipment, and the bonding for the truck fund. Next item is garage. Dale, we've got an increase there on the contract expense from 5,700 to 8,400. You know what that increase is? Contract equipment for the garage.
Gail, if you can't hear Jim, he said he wants to know the increase in your garage equipment, A5132.2.
Inspection. I didn't have enough money in there. back on the point too. So we take the money out of there for the propane and the electric. So with the increase this year, it was of course 3,000 last year. We're going to buy some toolboxes for the pickup trucks, side-mounted boxes, so we can put water equipment in there. There's a new chainsaw, some shelving, and a portable air compressor. And other miscellaneous stuff, we have Mario's Kimball, which is his nuts and bolts and washers and fasteners. Northeast Auto, which is Napa, and some miscellaneous is 2,500. They also have some small stuff they're also going to get, but I put it up in there to take care of it. We don't even have an extension ladder replaced from the fire. They have used mine for the last 4 years. And a step ladder, two step ladders, 4 foot and 8 foot step ladder. They want to build one table because right now they're using the sheetrock from when the garage was built as a table. It's falling apart. So that's why I had the increase in there. I mean, not that I keep, got to keep all that, but that's what it is. So I reduced the propane, I believe $500. The electric, I think, stays the same. I think I go over that too. That's what I have for now, and if we need to, I can take some out of there.
Oh, yeah, this one also.
Okay, any comments on that? Dale's explanation of that increase?
Yeah, it seems reasonable to me, Dale. That's, you know, needed equipment.
Yeah. Okay, next item is snow removal. We have got a slight increase there of about $1,500 from under contractual, from $23,000 to $24,500. Dale, I expect that's an increase due to salt costs.
No, it's actually it's the same. The $23,000 is the same. The $23,500, I separated and put $1,000 for. $24,500. We got Tom Hall in
there. Snow blades is $1,000. So that's why it's
$24,500. And $1,000
in fuel, diesel fuel for the truck. And okay. Then street lighting, no changes.
No.
Sidewalk, no change. Kind of depends on. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear Dale.
He wants to know, how much do you estimate Church Street? That is a number I did not receive.
Yeah, I'll have to double check that. This is a number we've had in for a while, and Church Street's been what we've been trying to get to, but I'll have to double check that. Off street parking, money we have in there is what's proposed for the street lighting, the lighting of the parking lot. The next page is various things like economic development, which is essentially Renee's salary and contract expenses. Things like advertising, things like that. Playground, Bob, do you want to talk about that one, the recreational?
Yeah, hang on 1 second. On the playground, let me get my notes here. Well, the summer program is going to be $9,600. Field trips, $6,000, total of $16,000. And we've got the director's salary and the assistant directors and whatnot. which would be personal services, the equipment. Several things over the playground have to be replaced. Contractual expenses. That would be field trips and whatnot, I believe. And the rec committee, what is that? Oh, that's just the totals. That's about it.
Okay, anyone have any questions on Bob's recreation, culture and recreation item? Okay, the next item is a new item. It's called special recreational facilities. And it's the cost for the village's maintenance of the Albany Hudson Electric Trail. And this is based on costs that we've been given by Hudson Valley Greenway. They estimate it'll be around $2,300 a year for maintenance, mowing, various things like that. And we're not going to have a full year. I don't think it's going to be open June 1st, maybe August or something like that. So anyway, I put personal services in $2,100, and then another just a $400 for contract expenses. I can see where we may need to put some added topsoil here and there, do some seeding, things like that. I just might add that we are getting, has been delivered a zero-turn mower that the Greenway has given to the village for mowing, and we're also going to purchase a weed eater, a string trimmer basically, and they'll reimburse us for that. Okay, band concerts, no change on that. Don't see any other changes on other things here, like the historian, the Historic Preservation Commission celebrations. There are no other changes on this page. We just go with what we've had in previous years. The next is called Home and Community Services, things like zoning and planning. And we have no changes in any of those items. Refuse collection. Dave, you want to speak to that?
Yeah, I was emailing with Nicole today. It's Valacia's negotiating our contract. And we don't have any word from them as to what, if any, the increase is going to be. So that's kind of a bit of an unknown.
And just some background, for a number of years, we've been combined with Valacia on the garbage collection contracts to get a better price by having a larger volume. And I think it's worked out quite well each year. In fact, they're usually two-year contracts, correct, Dave?
Yeah, and there was room for an extension, and we opted and just extended it an extra year. Mm-hmm. So it's a two-year contract with a third year optional, and we just continued.
Yeah. But we alternate with Valacia and we negotiate.
The big unknown with refuse is the cost of recyclables, because there's not much of a market. So the big concern from my vantage point is the cost going to go up? I mean, it may go up just a little just because of the cost of everything goes up, but it may be significant, but we just don't know.
Other items are things like street cleanup, community beautification, drainage, shade trees. And essentially, the costs are about what they have been in previous years. Drainage, we've dropped from 6,000 to 3,500 because we really couldn't identify any special drainage problems we have that have to be addressed. What was that, Dale?
Hey, Bob. Pickup. Oh.
I have leaf pickup. Just to go back to it, there's no real big change, except for that last year we had purchased a new impeller for the leaf machine, which was like $1,300 or $1,400. And the prior year, we had purchased a new hose, suction hose on the front. However, the guys repaired the old one we're using still today. And the new hose is upstairs, so that's there in case we need it. And of course, the new impellers, and once they pull the old impeller out on the leaf machine, rod looked at it, and he thinks he can fix it up and make it so we have a spare. So our large expenses with the lease machine are, should be biased, so it should be good this year.
Okay. Anything further on that page, anyone?
No.
Okay, the next page is just employee benefits, Social Security, Medicare, things like that. And then debt service on various bonds we've got going. I can just briefly just run through what bonds we currently have. On the sewer project, we've got a yearly payment of $10,000. It was, we've got a balance of $195,000 on that bonding. We paid off in 2035. A backhoe, we're paying $10,000. That's $700 on that. That'll be paid off this coming next year. The roof repair project, which is a big one, that was we've got a $405,000 balance yet on that. We're paying $30,000 a year, and that will be paid off in year 2030-31. Air packs for the fire company, we've got a balance of $40,000. We're paying $20,000 a year, and that'll be paid off in 21-22. The Sierra Star truck, truck we have, we've got a balance of about $36,000 on that. We're paying $11,000 a year. That'll be paid off in the year 22-23. And the Chevy Tahoe, that's the new fire chief's vehicle. Got a balance of $40,000, paying $20,000 a year. That'll be paid off in 21-22. So that's what our on this page, our debt service. We've got a total of $123,700 a year we're paying on debt service. Those items I just listed. Okay, the next item are special contingent things. First is water administration, pumping and purification and distribution. Dale, you want to speak to those?
GPS for our mapping for a water system. And new iPad, or did we put a new iPad in there? What was the iPad called?
No, it wasn't iPad. Internet service for the iPad for the water.
Right. Yeah, okay. So that's just, that's what that correct category is. And then we got 8320. Tony is the pump house. We have the telephone, we have electric, which is our big item, with $10,000. We have propane heat, which is at $2,000. We have the pump house, the cleaning of a furnace and a generator, $600. And $2,500 for our, $2,500. That goes to the water tower. So that's what that is. And then we go to 8330. 8330 is the St. Peter's lab. It's the ortho, phosphate that we use, and the chlorine. And the chlorine ortho meter, that is sometimes they're around $600 a piece. And we have to replace that. So we just put the money in there for the budget. So that's it for that category. There's nothing going on there. And then what's 8340? 8340 is the tower. Electric up there is 500. Lift control, we always put in there in case the control panel gets hit or we had a power outage. Chucky Rumpel, I had 10,000 in there. I knocked it back to 8,500. We only used Chucky once so far this year down to Dr. Dagenfeld's office. Usually we have a water line break. He charges anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000. So I knocked that down to 8,500. Ferguson Water, I knocked $500 out of that. That's our water parts. Ty Sales is our the meters that Ray has to read water meters. Tower inspection this year is $2,500. That will be a wet inspection this year. It won't be a dry inspection like a few years ago when everything went haywire. That is a wet inspection. It's not scheduled yet. They will let me know when it will be scheduled. There's also, we're going to buy our own tapping tool. And we want to upgrade and get more miscellaneous parts for our water, valves and the fittings and stuff like that. So that's why the budget is $16,000. I knocked two of them down, so only an increase of $500 and $83.40. That's it, right?
Okay, anything else on that? And then there is a section here on employee benefits, retirement, Social Security, and things like that that are for the amount of time that the employees spend on the water system. The next page is transportation, which is essentially highway projects. And we've still got some decisions to make. I want to be able to sit down with Dale when he gets north. He's currently in Carolinas. But in the budget at this point, I included for the section of William Street between Maiden Lane and Hudson Street, a job that we did the drainage and replaced the connections to the water main, with valves and hydrants, and new sidewalk that meets the accessibility requirements back in, it was 1996, but we did not replace the water main. And that does need resurfacing. And I did put in about 50,000 for that. And I had actually, I think, 55 in. In fact, that's what's in here is 55. But I did, Dave Booth got an estimate from Peckham on that, and they had it at 45. So we'll have some adjustment there if we keep that project. And then I also included for William Street from Route 9 to about 4 or 6 William Street on the, as you go from Route 9 towards Maiden Lane. That's part of that whole $850,000 project that we have. But we're replacing the water main, and we're hopeful to get a grant for that. We did not get it this last year for William Street and Albany Avenue, but there was a problem the way the grant was submitted. The grant writers are going to meet with us again and hopefully resubmit that. They will do it at no cost. And hopefully we'll be able to get some money for the water main replacement. For example, on William Street, it's about an $850,000, $900,000 project, of which about $380,000 is for the water main. If we get the grant, we can get 60% of that $380,000. So that's what we're hoping to do. But because of some problems with drainage on that first section, we've talked about doing just a project for the drainage sidewalk, reset the curbing on that side to address the water, the drainage problem. And that I've estimated about $90,000. But that's what's in there, those two sections on William Street. Another project that Dave Booth, our DPW superintendent, would like us to consider is a resurfacing of Gaffney Lane. He got an estimate from Peckham on that, because that's a much longer street, and it's about $99,000 for that. So that's something we will consider, and maybe drop one of those William Street projects if we do that. But again, I want to talk to Dale when he comes north to make a better decision on the streets. But that's presently those two William Street jobs are what's in the total of $145,000, of which we'll be able to use CHIPS money. Now, I just one caution on the piece from Route 9, just down about two or three houses. We won't be able to get CHIPS money on that initially. That'll be a first stage. When we complete the rest of the project as the final stage, then we would be able to get CHIPS money that would cover part of that first project. But because it's not a complete project, we can't get the CHIPS money until the project is complete. But that's currently what's in there for street projects this year. And as I say, I'd like to discuss it further with Dale and Dave and the board later, and we may make some changes to that. Any comments on that from anyone?
Nope.
Okay. Sewer appropriations. We have got some problems we've had with some of the equipment, as you, I think, are aware. We've had some problems with the pumps down at the pump station at the firehouse because of rags and things that shouldn't have been put into the sewer system. We had damage to the pumps. We had to essentially get a new pump, and we have rehabbing the other two pumps. So we've got some pretty substantial costs there. And I'm proposing two ways to address those costs. We can take money from the general fund and transfer it to the water fund or the sewer fund. So for the most part, and this is something I think we can do with this year's budget and our next meeting, is to make that change to cover those costs by transferring some excess funds we've got in our general fund. For example, we've got some pretty good savings with the lack of snow we've had this year. So there's some money in there that we may be able to use. And then we're also, I think, going to have to increase the costs for the 35 users in the business district. Presently, I think they're paying, I think it's $15 a quarter, so $16 a year, $60 a year. I think we ought to have at least to $20 a quarter, maybe $25, just to cover some of those maintenance costs. But it would be too much of a hit to have them cover those costs that we're going to be able to address by transferring some money over from the general fund.
Jim, you had given me two additions to add the other day. Nicole,
I can't hear you too well.
You gave me two additions the other day to add. One was for $1,500 and one was for $300 for a total of $1,800.
Correct.
So with that, I did do the calculation out, and it looked like we would have to move to $2,550 for the 37 parcels.
Okay.
The maintenance fee to cover the expenses with that addition.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, those additions were for a tripod to pull the pump when we have a problem, and a couple of spoons.
Spoons? Is that what you said?
To clean out the sewage, yeah. like a shovel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Calling a spoon. Okay, anything else on sewer, anyone? Okay, the next page is revenues. The first item is sales tax, and this is, if there's anything that COVID-19 is affecting in the budget, this could be the most prominent one. With the stores closed, and see, we get about right. We're estimating $295,000 from sales tax, and it's from sales tax within the county. So if some of the stores are closed, that's going to be a reduction. Some of it actually will probably be this fiscal year, because I believe we get paid quarterly. And from the stores that are closed in the the month of March, I think it's going to be in our next payment we get, which is in this fiscal year. So there'll be some reduction there. And I would expect it's going to be hard to estimate what that reduction is, but
yeah,
I would say it may be a 10 or 20% reduction we've got to consider in those franchise, those sales taxes, the sales tax revenues we get.
Do those, Jim, do those sales tax revenues, do they include sales tax from restaurant dining in?
To my knowledge, they include because everything.
That's going to be substantial.
It's another hit.
That's going to be huge.
Yes. You know, it's from...
We received 326 total prior, so I kept that very low, knowing with everything that's going on, it'd be up to the board whether you feel I should decrease that, but do take into consideration the number we received in your, you look in your actual COM 2018-19, what we did receive last year.
I don't think you really even estimate it. You don't know how long this is going to go on.
We're going to have to make some kind of a shot at it, Bob, but yeah, I don't know how we do it.
I mean, I don't think saying 25% is crazy in losses just in retail and restaurant revenue. I mean, this could go on for 6 months.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Yeah, no, it's going to be tough. Maybe, you know, when we get toward the end of this budget, we'll have a better feel for it. But
yeah.
A bit of a shot in the dark.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. The next item. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dale. I can't hear you.
That's not a guarantee, though.
I mean, Cuomo's already talking about economic development already before this thing's even over.
Could someone repeat what Dale said? I'm sorry, I can't.
So Dale's hopeful that it won't be as bad as you know it could be. That maybe by June or so, things will start to pick up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, this year we got about approximately, we're going to collect approximately $320,000. Is that correct, Nicole?
With the last little bit of what's happening in the year end, I might even go a little lower than that.
Okay.
Not knowing how many weeks, but I think we're around there, yeah.
Okay, so.
Hopefully we take the brunt of it in the last 2 months.
So 80,000, 20%. And what do you have in here right now?
What's your total now? Yeah.
Let me grab a treasurer's report.
You have 295. That would. I'm thinking more around 280 right now.
That might be a good shot.
I mean, there's really no way of knowing, but I think overall, we're going to have to realize that, you know, our wish list, we might, you know, I think we're going to have to pare quite a few things down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we are.
But, I mean, it's good that we go over everything and and see.
Well, we always have to come back. We don't have to adopt the budget closer to the 15th. So this is our first initial meeting. And can see where things go a little bit longer, but I think Rich is right as far as there's a couple of the items that we'll have to expense items that jump.
We may have a better handle in the coming weeks just to give ourselves an idea.
Yeah.
We could make a better guess, I suppose.
Yeah, we should within 2 or 3 weeks, hopefully. Okay, other items, income items, are just things like clerk fees, registrar fees. The biggest item here are garbage sticker fees, $42,000. And the next item, we get from the town $2,000 a year for our costs for the trooper station in the village. And then our large increase income we get about $82,700 we're estimating for the fire department. That's for the sections of the town that are covered by our fire department.
That can be raised up. Our payment this year was $84,354.
Okay, let's increase that then a little.
Not much, but it helps. That's the 2% that I ask the town every year for, and they've been very good to give it to us every year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, other income, rental. That's for rental of the village hall, Van Buren Hall, for yoga and Zumba and things like that. Building permits, about $9,000. Fines and bail for it.
Yeah, hall rental's going to drop too.
Yes, it probably will, Bob.
Hall rental and buildings. If people aren't working, you know, if they're not able to work or have income coming in, they're not going to be building.
Okay, building permits, $9,000. And fines and forfeiture bail, that's for troopers arrest someone speeding in the village, things like that.
Yeah.
And then state aid, get about $30,000 mortgage taxes. And last year we're getting around $6,800 per capita income from the state, but that's a total of $6,800. What's the $35,000 other public safety, Nicole?
That is your solar grant funds coming through.
I'm sorry, what was that?
That's your solar grant through NYSERDA.
Oh, okay, yes. Right.
So being that we had not moved forward with it this fiscal year, I put it in next year just till you guys decide whether we're able to finish it this year by May 31st or June 1st start.
Okay.
Or if you're going to do half and half, then you're going to only have the expense in this fiscal year, because usually they don't reimburse you until the project is done. So you'll have the expense in this year and the revenue next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. The next page is water fund revenues. Dale, you want to speak to that at all?
$25 now gives us revenue in the water department like $30,000.
So that's basically in like, well, that's basically.
Okay, anything else, Dale? I gotta say I'm having trouble hearing Dale, so. Okay, then the next item, highway capital project revenues, that's the CHIPS money that we should be receiving. Okay. Sewer rents, sewer income. For the rents for the, well, we, you know, sewer users are paid, are charged based on the amount of water they use, and then a fee for the units, in other words, how big the restaurant might be or how the business, and then a, that money I mentioned previously that we get for supposedly maintenance of the system, the $15 per quarter, but we're going to have to increase some. Okay, anything else on that?
Yeah.
And the item in President Nicole, did you check the tax rate increase and you know how we are?
Yep, so we went into tonight's meeting. So our assessed value of our village went up. It was last fiscal year. We're 1 year behind the town. Since 2005, we gave up being an assessing unit. So we took over the town's role. So last year, the village was $146,944,088. This year, it is $149,326,370 for an increase of 1.62%. The tax rate per the estimated spending and revenues that you have going into this meeting is at 0.29, and which is an increase of 25.68% for tax rate, and to raise by taxes last year was $346,653, and you're proposing at this meeting $442,741.28 with a raise by tax increase of 27.72%, which we always tend to go into this meeting high because it's everybody's wish list, and this is where we look at those items and wish list and see what we can do.
Nicole, can you double check the assessed value total, please?
Double check it, meaning repeat it, or?
No, well, I want you to check just to see if we're on the same.
I mean, I have the sheet right here out of the tax roll.
All right, you got the right year? Because I'm showing last year on our budget was 146,944.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And you don't have this year's yet.
No, I said that.
Okay, I missed that. Do we have a tentative? Do we have any type of a?
No, this is the final. We take over their role, their last year's role. So ours for this year was 149.
Oh, so you didn't put that in then? Okay, sorry.
No, I gave you both.
All right, I'm just looking at the hard copy of the budget that you gave me. My copy says $146,944, which was the total assessed values in last year's budget. Does anybody else have that?
No. Yeah, I have that as well.
Yeah.
You know what I did is when I did the calculations of where all of your houses are, That's where I moved it and never moved it in the budget.
Okay, that's all right. That's why I just asked you to double check it. That's all.
Yep.
Okay, so what is the correct value?
It takes 1 second and I'll flip everything. I have everything connected.
All right, but can you please give me the amount?
149.
Right.
326.
Right.
370.
Right.
0.00.
Okay, thank you.
Rich, could you repeat that? I can't.
Yes.
I can't hear. So I can't hear Nicole.
The assessed value total is 149,326,370. 149,326,370.
Okay.
So those numbers I just gave you, I could tell you what that changed it to. So the assessed value increased by 1.62%. The tax rate increased 23.68%. And raised by taxes is 25.68%. I apologize.
All right, no, it's okay. All right, let's just back up a little bit. So what's the new tax rate as right now?
So is it, that would be 2.91762.
291.
762.
762. Okay, 0.00. Okay.
Right now we're at 35908.
Again, don't forget, the main thing is the numbers for assessed value, yes, and all that comes into play, but the bottom line is the amount to be raised by taxes. That's where you get your real percentage. If you compare last year, the amount to be raised by taxes was $346,653. This year, right now, we're at 435,678.
Okay, that's where we've got to do some pairing. You know, every year we have to go through this. But.
In other words, if I can just like just say we're going to have a 2% increase. I'm just throwing a 2% out there, right?
Yep.
So just bear with me a second. 346.
And Rich, don't forget that this. Tax-based growth factor is at $1.78.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 1.78%.
Okay. So if you take the amount raised by taxes last year, which was $346,653, a 2% on top of that would be an increase of, if I did this right, $7,000. So you're looking at about $355.
We've got some pairing to do.
There's some pairing to do, yes.
Okay. Anyone have anything else on the budget?
No.
I don't know how you want to do this, Mayor. I would suggest maybe we all write down what we think maybe could be changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we ought to get that into Nicole.
And then get that into Nicole?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, anything further on the budget?
No.
Okay, I think it's probably time then to go into executive session.
Do you want to know when you're going to propose your next meeting to give everybody a deadline to get numbers to me? And then what mm-hmm. I can do is going into that meeting. We can quickly announce where we ended today.
Okay, I do.
Go down the list of your changes and then what we're going to walk into the next meeting with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we ought to try to schedule it so Dale can be here.
Yeah. When's Dale coming back?
Yeah, but I won't be there anyway, so. I'll be home next Monday.
But we can give you access. We can give you access to, I got a little too close, I thought blew Dale's ears out, to a computer for you to do the Zoom instead of FaceTime, and it may be better for you.
Yeah,
Okay, so you want to make it for
Tuesday?
What did you say, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
That's good with me.
Good with me.
Okay, it's okay with me.
Tuesday, so there's no
what time?
No meetings going on.
Certainly don't plan on going anywhere.
No.
You better stay in the house, Rich.
I know.
Six p.m.
I better say six.
Yeah, maybe we should all go down to South Carolina.
That's good.
They only got 200 and some cases here.
Only 200 and some cases for Dow.
Give it a week.
Okay, so Tuesday at six.
Tuesday at six.
I got
yes.
That.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we'll wait till it gets a little closer, and then we'll then determine how we are going to. Televise this or the same way.
I'm sorry, Nicole, what did you say?
At that time, we'll see how we are going to hold the meeting.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
We can always figure that out.
Mm-hmm. We probably will do the same thing, assuming we're under the same.
Yeah, this worked out pretty well, COVID-19. I think.
I think it worked out pretty well. I'm having a little trouble hearing Nicole and Dale.
We got to get you better earbuds, Jim.
I think so.
Could I, going forward, do we want to go one at a time, hand in things to Nicole, or, and then that way we all get a chance to look at them, or how do you, in other words, if we all just give her five changes, and I might say cut this item by 5,000, somebody might actually say cut this item by 6,000. You know, that's going to put her in a tough spot that we cut by five or we cut by six.
Why don't we try to get them to her by Wednesday?
Okay.
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 Yes. Give her some time to get something out and at least pass around so we can see what we're doing.
Okay.
Is that okay, Nicole?
You said by Wednesday, Jim?
Yes.
Are you going to have numbers back from Ray by Wednesday, Dale?
I should, yeah. Yeah, they're not in there yet either.
Okay. All right, Dale, you want to call me on my cell phone? How do you want to do this now for the executive session?
How do you want to handle executive session? Well, what? You want to call Rich's phone on FaceTime?
And I can FaceTime with him?
Yeah.
Honestly, I could leave my iPad up. I can go home. Somebody call me, and I'll come back and shut everything down.
No, I think it's better this way.
Okay. I'll still.
That way you can shut everything down and just go.
I can't.
Why?
Because you're.
We'll all get disconnected.
I'm hosting the.
Oh.
She's in charge of the meeting.
That's why I said I'll just leave everything up. I'll go home. Somebody call me. I'll come back up to the office and shut the
okay.
computer.
That's fine. Okay. All right.
Okay, so you want to stop the recording now, Nicole?
I could go sit in the back room. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you, I mean, if honestly, you could still go, you could still call Richie and FaceTime on his. And then when everybody logs off the computer, it'll just like my monitor will just be up. If you guys all shut down, it should automatically shut me down if you end the meeting.
I'm going to step away for just a minute. I'll be right back while you're working out the details.
Okay.
Is the recording off? Is the recording off, Nicole?
No, we didn't end the meeting.
Is the recording off, Nicole?
You want to make a motion to go into executive session?
Yes.
I'll second it.
You all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So we'll go into executive.